And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 16th of July, 2025. July 16th is World Snake Day. There are over 4,000 snake species that exist around the world. Of these 4,000 species, around 600 are venomous, and only 200 are toxic enough to hurt humans. Eophis underwoodi, the oldest fossil snake, lived in England about 167 million years ago. Snakes can live on land and in water, and can be found almost everywhere except for Antarctica and certain islands, including Ireland, Iceland, and Greenland, as well as many Atlantic and Pacific islands. This isn't to say that no islands have snakes. The tiny Brazilian island of Ilha da Queimada Grande, for instance, has a snake for every square meter of land and the highest concentration of venomous snakes on the planet. These reptiles have adapted to all sorts of habitats. Some make their homes in misty rainforests and tropical jungles, others in the dunes of the desert. Swamps, cities, grasslands, pastures, and mountains. They can live underground or in trees and may call both freshwater and saltwater home. Most snake species, however, live in warm tropical climates. Snakes don't have eyelids and sleep with their eyes open. They smell with their tongues. Snakes have nostrils, but they smell with the chemicals picked up with their tongue. Snakes can't chew. They swallow their food whole. Snakes have a variable number of bones, generally between 200 and 400, depending on the species and length. A large python, for example, can have around 1,800 bones, most of which are vertebrae and ribs. This large number of bones, along with their flexible rib structure, allows for the snake's characteristic slithering movement and ability to swallow prey larger than their heads. July 16th is also National Cherry Day. Sweet cherries originated in Anatolia, modern-day Turkey. They were found in the fertile areas between the Black and Caspian Seas and were likely brought to Europe by birds. Cherries are small stone fruits, which means they have a pit or seed inside. They grow in several colors and flavors, but they're considered either sweet or sour. Fresh cherries are full of minerals and other nutrients. Key among them is vitamin C, also known as ascorbic acid. Vitamin C helps your body absorb iron, produce collagen, and defend against cell damage. Eating cherries helps your muscles recover faster after exercise. Many studies show that eating sweet or tart cherries helps prevent cancer by reducing inflammation, which can lead to and feed cancer cells. Cherries also have plant compounds that fight cancer tumors. Cherries are full of polyphenol antioxidants, which protect your heart from cell damage and reduce inflammation. The publication of Confronting Animal Abuse, Law, Criminology, and Human-Animal Relationships by Piers Byrne was on this day in 2009. Piers Byrne, a leading scholar in the growing field of green criminology, explores the heated topic of animal abuse in agriculture, science, and sport, as well as what is known about the potential for animal assault to lead to interhuman violence. Byrne argues that if violations of animals' rights are to be taken seriously, then scholars and activists should examine why some harms to animals are defined as criminal, others as abusive but not criminal, and still others as neither criminal nor abusive. Confronting Animal Abuse points to the need for a more inclusive concept of harms to animals, without which the meaning of animal abuse will be overwhelmingly confined to those harms that are regarded as socially unacceptable, one-on-one cases of animal cruelty. Certainly, those cases demand attention, but so too do those others and far more numerous institutionalized harms to animals, where abuse is routine, invisible, ubiquitous, and often defined as socially acceptable. And here's a poem for today, Loveliest of Trees by A.E. Housman. Loveliest of trees, the cherry now is hung with bloom along the bough, and stands about the woodland ride, wearing white for Eastertide. Now, of my 80 years and 10, 20 will not come again, And take from 70 springs a score, it only leaves me 50 more. And since to look at things in bloom, 50 springs are little room, about the woodlands I will go to see the cherry hung with snow. Loveliest of Trees by A.E. Housman. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to respect snakes and eat cherries.